Everything that's wrong with the current immigration system can be summed up in one short metaphor. It's about two signs that are posted along the U.S.-Mexico border.
One sign says no trespassing, the other one says help wanted.
Ali Nourani heads up an immigrant advocacy group called the National Immigration Forum. Nourani was among the speakers at the Aspen Forum to urge support for the massive immigration reform bill now in the U.S. Senate. His joke drew laughter, but it also pointed to the problem facing not only immigrants, but the Senate legislation.
We have to reconcile the differences between our security needs and our economic needs, and this legislation does that.
In a single bill, lawmakers are attempting to provide border security while at the same time trying to provide legal status to nearly 11 million undocumented foreign-born workers. Last week, the bill faced more than 300 proposed amendments from liberals and conservatives. There was general agreement at what was billed as the Roaring Fork Valley Immigration Forum that the window for passage of immigration reform by Congress is short. One after another, speakers from the Obama administration, Colorado law enforcement, and business urged support for a massive immigration reform bill that is now being debated by U.S. senators. Colorado's Michael Bennett is one of the so-called Gang of Eight senators who crafted the bill. His deputy chief of staff, Sarah Hughes, said that a rare alignment of liberal and conservative lawmakers believes the immigration system is badly broken.
The status quo is a hodgepodge of broken, outdated measures that have huge unintended consequences, and in some cases, intended consequences that are fundamentally damaging our economy and allowing us not to compete in a 21st century economy.
Hughes and others touted the need to bring undocumented workers into legal status for the sakes of both law enforcement and the economy. The workers are here filling a demonstrated need, she said, but as long as they are living in what she called the shadows, they essentially live underground and outside the law. Colorado's Attorney General John Southers agreed.
I have come to the conclusion that law enforcement would be greatly aided by comprehensive immigration reform. This population of undocumented folks has serious disincentives to report crime.
Southers described himself as the badge in the badges, Bibles, and business critics of the current immigration system. Still, he supports the Senate bill. Several questions from the audience took exceptions to issues in the legislation. In response, members of the panels agreed the bill is not perfect, but that it represents, they said, the best opportunity to repair the current problems. Senator Michael Bennett's staffer, Sarah Hughes, told the audience there is much to like and dislike in the bill, and that that represents its bipartisan authorship. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Roger Adams.